Hello, my name is Jaden. I'm 13 years old. Today is Sunday, November 25th. I'm speaking with my aunt Jen, who is my aunt, obviously. We're recording an interview in Westlake, Ohio. So I'm gonna start asking your questions now. So, tell me a little bit about your childhood. What were you like as a child?
Hi, I'm Jaden's Aunt Jen. Well, as a child, my mom says that from the moment I was able to talk, I never shut up. And from the moment I was able to walk, I started performing. So once I started walking and talking, I was a performer. And funny enough, now that I am an adult, I am a performer. I sing and I dance and I do productions of shows.
Yep.
So my childhood was all about acting and dancing and singing.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so question two is, tell me a favorite memory of me.
Ooh, a favorite memory of you?
Yeah, that was kind of a confusing question right there.
One of my favorite memories of you is when you were little. This is a Christmas memory. And you lived in Strongsville.
Yeah.
And we were driving by this big giant nativity scene at the square. And we saw you, and you saw baby Jesus. And you said, "Look, it's baby Jesus, and he's in his nest." And we'll never forget that because it was so funny.
Yeah, I actually went to the square yesterday.
And you saw baby Jesus in his nest?
No, I don't think that was there, but we took pictures, like, by all the lights and stuff.
Everybody laughed. We'll never forget that.
All right. I actually remember that, too, because Mom reminded me of that when we went there. So, question number three, I think. Can you tell me about one or two people that have been one of your biggest influences in life?
Well, the first one actually isn't a person, per se, but growing up in my childhood, Miss Piggy was my very first idol. So when I was little, I didn't realize that she wasn't really a person, that she was just a puppet, but I always wanted to be like Miss Piggy, so she was a very big influence.
Like in the attitude sense of it?
Well, I saw her as just a very big personality.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow, I want to be just like her, you know? She's very strong, and she's really pretty, and, you know, even though she's a pig, I was like, she's awesome. I mean, look at her. She's on TV, and everybody listens to her. And another one of my idols, ever since I was a child, one of my idols was always Princess Leia. I mean, you have to look at a princess in space, running around, one of the only girls on the ship, you know. She's got a laser gun. How cool is that?
I mean, I don't really watch Star Wars, but it's definitely like a icon.
Well, I'm so old that, you know, I got to see Star Wars at the drive-in.
Huh.
When it first came out.
All right, question four. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life who you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that have done the same?
Positive moments that shaped my life. Wow, there's a lot of positive things. In school, I had a lot of teachers that really encouraged me to do a lot of things and keep going. You know, school wasn't always easy. I kind of kept to myself a lot. So I always took the very creative route by writing, and, you know, these teachers would read my poetry and my stories, and they would always encourage me and say, you know what, keep doing your own thing. And by the same token, I guess negatively, I guess also in school, you know, because I had a rough time, that also shaped who I was, and it really pushed me to, you know, go forward and learn how to believe in myself. So mm-hmm. if you're having a tough time in school, you know, just keep doing your own thing and believe in yourself. You'll get through it.
Yeah. Final question. It's kind of basic, but it's something that gets you thinking. What things are you most grateful for in life?
Oh, wow. What am I most grateful for?
Yeah, feel free to just, like, list a few things.
I am most grateful for my nephew, Jaden, because I think he's so awesome, and you were my first nephew, and you taught me that it's possible to love kids, even though I don't have any. I'm so grateful that I was able to have 13 years with my dog before my dog passed away, because my dog was the love of my life.
Cha-cha.
I guess I'm just grateful for the success that I've had in my life. You know? Just follow your dreams. You can do anything.
Yeah, like the various things that have brought you success.
Just don't ever give up. Just, you know, be grateful for where you are today.
Yeah.
Always look forward. Don't spend too much time looking backwards, because nothing good can come of that. Always look forward and think about what, you know, you can do to make tomorrow better.
Yeah. So, in recap, you're kind of like, you said you're grateful for me, your time that you were able to spend with Cha-Cha, and the moments that have brought you through, like, all the hard times and, like, the events that have brought you to the place you are today.
Absolutely. Stay present.
Huh. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. And it stops now. Are you finished recording? You will not be able to resume.